Asbury Park Press, the Jersey Alive section, page 10, Friday, October 21st, 2011. Humor me. Don't knock him, knock in quotes. Reader's Digest is a big fan of Sean Eli, by Ed Kaz for New Jersey Press Media. To hear Reader's Digest tell it, Sean Eli is one of America's smartest comics. In its September issue, the comedian penned an easily digestible article titled, It's a Hard Knock Knock Life, which details the ups and downs of the stand-up world. This weekend, Eli joins fellow funny men Dan Natterman and Wally Collins on stage at the Lakewood's historic Strand Theater for Saturday Night Stand-Up. And oh yeah, in case you're wondering, it'll be a full show, not a condensed version. Kaz. Sean, they always have a section in Reader's Digest called 13 Things Your Florist, Shoe Salesman, Waiter Won't Tell You. Tell me one thing your comedian won't tell you. Eli, we weren't born this funny. It took years of practice. How'd we get started? We wrote some jokes, went to the local open mic night, and ate it. Comedy slang for bombing. And went back the next week and ate it again. Eventually, we learned how to write and tell jokes well enough to get paid. Kaz, why the heck would anyone want to be a comedian anyway? Eli, women like guys who can make them laugh, but not as much as they like rock stars. Even drummers get more action than comedians. But women actually like us for who we are. They sleep with the drummer hoping to get introduced to the guitarist. Take that, drummer who stole my date. Kaz, do you remember the first joke you ever told on stage? Eli, remember it? I still use it. Kaz, you also specialize in corporate comedy. What's the weirdest corporate gig you've ever done? Eli, oh, I would never bash a paying client. I will say this, though. A couple of years ago, I prepared some custom jokes for a gig for dentists that got canceled, then was almost immediately offered a show for psychologists, and with very few changes, the jokes were adaptable to them. So what I'm saying is, if you have a toothache, maybe the problem's all in your head. Kaz, if you could be any superhero, which would you be? Eli, I'm not greedy. I'd be happy being 20/20 Vision Man. Kaz, how'd you like my questions? Eli, they're almost as good as my answers. I'd like them better if they came with chocolate. Have a great weekend, and please remember to laugh responsibly. AsburyKaz@AOL.com. There's also a photo of Sean drinking from a champagne glass with the caption, Sean Eli holds degrees in marketing and economics for some reason. And there's a blurb about the show, past, obviously, Saturday Night Stand-Up with Sean Eli, Dan Natterman, and Wally Collins, 8 p.m. Saturday, October 22nd at the Strand Theater, 400 Clifton Avenue, Lakewood. Tickets were $23 plus service charges and reservation and box office information. And this is Sean Eli narrating this. I do want to point out I did not choose the article title for the Reader's Digest article. That was them.